the Divine Souls. We'll start singing from Doha number 17.
Jai Radhe Krishna, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Krishna, Radhe. 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 Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Krishna. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Hari ko naam roop gun, Hari jan nitya nivas, Radhe Radhe. Guna Sabek Hari Roop sab mein sab ko vaas Radhe.
Radhe. Ek Hari Roop Hai Sab Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe 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 Yesterday we learned a very important condition on the path of bhakti, which is that we shouldn't ask God for anything. Instead, we should have the desire to serve Him. And even though we, in reality, have nothing with which to serve Him, developing that feeling in the heart of wanting to serve Him for His happiness, that's the core of selfless bhakti. Having that feeling is true bhakti. It doesn't matter if we have anything to serve Him with or not. Just like a beggar has nothing of value to offer to a king, nonetheless may offer whatever he has, a few cents. And seeing that the beggar is offering him everything, whatever he has, if the king is kind-hearted, then he is touched by that offering of the beggar, and he makes that person his own. He feels, you've given everything to me, I'll give everything to you. God does the same thing with us. So if we offer our own self without making any demands from Him, then He gives Himself to us. This is true bhakti. In the Doha that we were just singing, Kripaluji Maharaj makes another important point which helps us practically in devotion. Here he's mentioning four things. Hari, Naam, Roop, Guna, and Hari Jan. Hari is Shri Krishna. Hari ko naam, his name. His guna, his virtues. His roop, his form. And Hari Jan means those who have attained him. These four are one. So he says, Nitya Nivas. Hari himself, Shri Krishna himself, resides in his naam, guna, roop, and jan. There are two more as well. Dham, naam, roop, lila, guna, dham, jan. Six in total. There are four mentioned here, but he's also in his lilas, of course, and he's in his dham, his abode. Shri Krishna himself is in his form, obviously, in his name, in his abode, in his virtues, and in his saints. सब एक हरि रूप है, सब में सब को वास. Each one resides in the other. So you can say that all six of these, Krishna, his name, his form, his virtues, his lilas, his abode, and his divine saints, all six are six different forms of Shri Krishna himself. None is less and none is more. First, think of his name. Naam naam kari bahudha nij sarva shaktis tatrar pitanyamita smarnena kala etadrishi tav kripa bhagavan mamapi durdaivami drishamiha janinanuraga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ji says in his Shikshashtak that, O Krishna, you are so kind that you yourself are in your name. You have put all of your powers in your name. Your name is no less than you. In this world, names are just words that are assigned for objects or people, and the names themselves are jada. Is there life in a name? No. There's no power in a name in this world. But God's name is Chaitan. Everything about God is Sat Chit Anand. He is Sat Chit Anand. His name is Sat Chit Anand. His lilas are Sat Chit Anand. Everything. His abode is Sat Chit Anand. Sat meaning really, eternally existing. Chit meaning alive. And Anand meaning the form of bliss. So just like he is Sat Chit Anand, his name is also. So imagine that. We can't see him right now. He's here, but we can't see him. But we have his name. Anyone can take his name. Anyone can remember his name. And that name is so powerful that a saint with a divine heart gets the same bliss by chanting or remembering his name that another saint gets through the physical association of Shri Krishna. Let's say there's one saint who's sitting and talking with Shri Krishna, a gopi, sitting and chatting, laughing, joking, looking at Shri Krishna. He's sitting that close, hearing his voice, seeing his smile and his eyes, smelling the fragrance of his flower garland. Direct association. What is the bliss that gopi is getting? And let's say there's another gopi down the path. Shri Krishna is here with this gopi, not with that gopi. That gopi is sitting and remembering Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, the name of Shri Krishna. That gopi is getting the same bliss that the other gopi is getting sitting with Shri Krishna, because she has the name. In the words of Shri Kripaluji Maharaj, a gopi says, I have Shri Krishna's name, so I don't need him. Shri Krishna has gone to Mathura. Ek Shyam ko naam hame to. She says, I've got his naam. It doesn't matter if he's gone. He's gone, he may come back, he may not come back. But you know what? I like his name better. Because he can leave me, but his name can never leave me. So we've got the name. Kahau naam bad Ram te. Tulsidas ji says, the name is bigger than Ram himself. Why? निर्मल मन जन सो मोहि पावा मोहि कपट छल छिद्र न भावा. श्री राम says, I'll come to you when your heart is 100% pure. I don't like chal kapat, deception, craftiness, dishonesty. I don't like any of that. Clean your heart out 100%, then I'll come. So until then, what do you do? What do you have to rely on? His name. So for us, his name is greater than him. But of course, this is all just from our point of view of how we use the name. In actuality, the name is Shri Krishna. You can't compare the same thing to itself, right? So the name and Shri Krishna are not two. But from the point of view of how we use the name, we have the name, we can chant it, we can remember it. So it's more useful right now to us than Shri Krishna, who is at the moment invisible for us. If that name is so powerful, why are we unable to experience the blissfulness like that gopi that I described? Or as Tulsidas ji says, Ja su naam sumirat ikbara utrahi nar bhav sindhu apara. Take the name once and you'll cross over this ocean of maya. One time, we've taken the name uncountable millions of times, just in this life alone, let alone all of our past lives. Why are we not getting the full benefit of the name? Well, for one, we don't have the confidence that the name is Shri Krishna. We've never taken Shri Krishna's name with that feeling that he's in his name, this name I'm chanting. This is him, not with 100% faith. So that's why we get limited benefit from the name. It helps us, but the benefit we get and the experience of that name is limited by our amount of faith in the name. We have to try to build that through practice. Tad japas tadartha bhavanam. Yoga Darshan says, the name you're repeating, while you're repeating it, you should have the bhav. You should have the feelings of the one whose name you're chanting. You should remember whose name you're chanting. Think about them. Visualize them. There's another reason that we're unable to experience the direct force and power of the name. In the next doha, Shri Kripaluji Maharaj says, Sabe shakti hai naam mein man nishidina arad. All of the powers of Shri Krishna are in his name. So, oh my mind, keep chanting the name day and night. Pe nahi shaktina labhatina. But you're not getting the full effect of Shri Krishna's unlimited power, which is in his name. Why not? Kiye naam aparad. In that shloka I sang of Chaitanya Mahaprabhuji's, he said, Durdaiva mi drishamiha janina anurag. I don't feel love for you when I chant your name. I don't feel bhav when I chant your name. Why not? It's my durdaiv. Durdaiv means my bad destiny. But we create our own destiny, right? It doesn't come out of the sky. God doesn't make it up out of nothing. We have two kinds of destiny. External destiny, things that happen in our physical life that happen to us. Destiny is not what you do. What you do is never destined. The things that happen to you are destined, and they are caused by what you did out of your own free will in your past lives. You also have an internal destiny. Every thought creates a subtle impression in your mind, which is called a sanskar. Those are stored up in every life. And then they affect the quality of your mind in this life. So a sanskar, let's say you've collected a lot of devotional sanskars in your most recent lifetimes. You may find in this life that you have an inclination towards doing devotion to God. That's because of those good devotional sanskars. But we've also done wrong things in our past lives, and those also affect us. They're stored in there, and those sanskars come and affect our mind sometimes. So there's something called Naam Aparad. Naam Aparad. Aparad is a transgression or a crime, an offense. So an offense against God's name, or since those six things are all one, against His name, His form, His virtues, His lilas, His abode, or His jan, His saints. Anytime we have either a negative thought, or we say something negative, or we might even do something against God or His saints, that creates that kind of sanskar, what's called a namaparad type of sanskar. In other words, there's social wrong actions, social good and bad actions, and then there's devotional good actions, when you do actions which are dedicated to God. Then there are those type of wrong actions which are not against any person in this world. They're actually against God, His name, His form, His abode, His saints, His lilas. Like sometimes someone may think something negative about Shri Krishna, His lilas, His virtues, His personality, His form. So that type of negative thought creates a block in our mind. It creates an impediment then to be able to experience the bliss of His name. We've all had such thoughts in our past lives, perhaps in this life as well. We may have had such thoughts about true saints, which also creates a similar block in the mind. So once those blocks are there in the mind, they're established in the mind, then the name is there. It's full of power, and we're chanting it, and we're not able to experience it because the mind is polluted by those bad sanskars caused by our spiritual transgressions. Is there any way to clear that out? Yes. Just like we can get the benefit of a God-realized saint who can give us tattva-gyan, give us correct spiritual understanding. And if we join our mind with that saint's mind, in other words, we trust in those teachings and we follow those instructions for how to do devotion, we're joining our mind with that saint. The saint is also able to grace us, or God graces us through that saint, to clear out those spiritual transgressions. So the grace of the saint becomes like a catalyst that enables a devotee to be able to start experiencing the bliss of the name. It speeds up the process greatly. And that's the main way that we can remove the effect of those past spiritual transgressions. So when we do devotion, we have the name, we can think of His name and just feel He's here in His name. We have His form, we have His virtues, like, oh, He's so kind, He's so loving, He's so playful, He's so approachable, He's so beautiful. These are all a few of His unlimited virtues. We can meditate on those virtues. We can meditate on His lilas. What did he do? What's described in the Bhagavatam or by Surdas ji or Gargacharya or Shri Kripalu ji Maharaj? All those descriptions can be used by us to meditate upon. So in the path of devotion, you have a lot of variety and a lot of options. We call the meditation on the path of bhakti Rup Dhyan. I was emphasizing Rup Dhyan for you in the past explanation of the early dohas, that we must do Rup Dhyan. But Rup Dhyan includes the form, the Rup, the name, the Leelas, the virtues, the associates, the abodes, all of that is included in one. So you can meditate on Shri Krishna's abode. You can look at a beautiful painting like that, which has Shri Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhuji. You can say, oh yes, this is the divine abode. So then you can close your eyes, see that divine abode in your mind, and either Shri Krishna is there or he isn't, meaning maybe you're seeing him in his divine abode, or maybe you're just seeing his divine abode, kind of like you're waiting for him to come. But that divine abode is Shri Krishna in another form. It's also Satchidanand. He has taken the form of this divine abode. So meditating on his divine abode is just as good as meditating on him, or meditating on his leelas, or his divine saints, his divine associates, like the gopis or Gwalbals, Mother Yashoda. So in this way, we understand through this doha, these two dohas, that we have a lot of variety how we can actually practice devotion. But no matter what we do, the mind has to be involved, and that is reiterated again in the next doha, which we'll be chanting going forward.
Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe. 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 Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Krishna. Sabha Shakti Hai Naam Mein Man Nishi Din Aaradh Radhe Radhe. yate kaniyo bhakti karu karu manate hari dhyan radhe radhe yate kaniyo bhakti karu karu manate hari dhyan radhe 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 Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe Jai 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 Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnoh Smaranam padasevanam Archanam vandanam dasyam Sakhyamatmanivedanam The Bhagavatam describes what is famously known as Navadha Bhakti, nine ways of doing bhakti. In the very same Bhagavatam, when Parikshit, who had only 7 days left to live, asked Shukadevji, what should I do with the rest of the time I have? I'm about to die. Then he answered, do three of the nine kinds of bhakti. Shrotavya kirtitavyascha smartavyo bhagavan rinam. He said, do Shravan, Kirtan, and Smaran Bhakti. What is Shravan Bhakti? Shravan means listening. Right now you're doing Bhakti. You're listening to something about Shri Krishna. So you're also doing Bhakti. Since I'm the one talking about Shri Krishna, I'm doing Kirtan Bhakti right now. Kirtan is not only singing his name like we were just doing. We were all doing kirtan a minute ago. Right now, I'm doing kirtan bhakti and you're doing shravana bhakti. But both of us are doing smarana bhakti, the third one. Meaning, I'm thinking of Shri Krishna, you're thinking of Shri Krishna. The kirtan I'm doing and the shravana you're doing is just to help you think of Shri Krishna. So smarana is the main thing. As we learned previously. So here, Shri Kripaluji Maharaj writes that the cause of our bondage or liberation is only the mind. Mana eva manushyanam karanam bandhamokchayo. This same phrase, which means exactly that, what is written here in this doha, the mind alone is responsible for your bondage and your liberation. Attach your mind in the world, you're bound. Attach your mind to Shri Krishna, you're free. This same statement is found in many different Upanishads, in the Puranas, in Panchadashi. The same statement. It's so important to remember that all the other forms of bhakti are done with our indriya, our body and mind. How am I doing kirtan right now? I'm doing kirtan with my voice. How are you doing shravan? You're doing shravan with your ears. These are our senses. If our mind is not involved, your ears could still be listening, but your mind could be thinking about something else that's going on. Maybe there's a party going on somewhere that you're missing out on because you're here at the mandir. So you might be thinking, oh, I wonder if that person came to the party. I wonder if they brought their famous dish. That person makes such good paneer. They probably brought paneer. I wonder if Lakshmikant Bhaiya is bringing paneer today for prasad in the mandir. Your mind could be going anywhere, right? But your ears are still doing their job. They're doing shravan. But what's the benefit bhakti-wise at that point? Nothing. No benefit in terms of bhakti. So smaran has to be there. But to help us do smaran, we have all the other kinds of bhakti. Whether it be shravana bhakti, kirtana bhakti, doing anything, going to the mandir, visiting holy places, doing jap, doing pat, doing puja, all of those other types of bhakti are to help us do smaran. So kauniyu bhakti karu, whichever bhakti you do, karu manate hari dhyan. You must remember Hari. You must meditate on the form, leelas, virtues, abode, associates of Hari, Shri Krishna. This is the secret of devotion. It's an open secret, but it's like a secret because nobody knows it. 99% of the people who are practicing bhakti believe that bhakti is doing puja. Oh, so your hands do bhakti or your mind does bhakti? Which one is it? 99% of people think that chanting God's name is bhakti. Oh, so your voice does bhakti or your mind does bhakti? Which one? So it's amazing that such an important central point, the basis of all devotion, most people who do devotion don't know this simple point. So this is why Shri Kripaluji Maharaj has emphasize this repeatedly already, just in the first 19 dohas out of this 100 in the Bhakti Shatak. In the next doha, the last one we're going to cover today, he mentions something to get us to think about our own limited time that we have here in this human body. That we have to make use of this body now to do devotion to God. So we should do Hari Dhyan
now, every day, and as much as possible every day, because we don't know when this life is going to end.
Jai Radhe Krishna, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Krishna, Radhe. 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 Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Ram Naam Sab Satya Ka Jab Lau Jaat Masan Radhe Radhe लौटत ही पुनि जगत का सत्य मान धनी ज्ञान राधे राधे Jai Radhe Krishna, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Krishna, Radhe. 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 Jai Radhe Krishna, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Krishna, Radhe.
Jai Radhe Krishna, Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe. In our tradition, as it was established by the rishis a long time ago, when someone has died and we're taking that person's body, their dead body, to the cremation grounds, the Shmashan Ghat, as you're carrying that person's body, everybody says, Ram Naam Satya Hai. Satya Bole Gatya Hai. Meaning, God's name is truth. God is truth. If something is satya, it has to be permanent. Ye jagat satya nahi hai. Although the world is real, it's not fake, but compared to God, it's fake. Why? Because nothing in this world lasts forever. So if it doesn't last forever, compared to God who lasts forever, this world is nakli. It's fake. Our body doesn't last forever. Our possessions don't last forever. And even this whole universe itself doesn't last forever. So, we remember this. Our rishis established this tradition to help us remember. At least at that time, we'd have some charnak vairagya. Seeing that, oh, this person that I was talking to just the other day, his body's lying here dead and he's gone. He's gone somewhere else. At least for a minute, we'd be thinking about that. That look, this person was alive, now their body's dead, they're gone on to their next birth. It means I'm also going to die. Not me specifically, my body's going to die. I'm going to have to leave this body. My life is going to end. At least at that time we'll remember that, and then we'll say, Ram Naam Satya Hai. God is permanent, God is truth, and my relationship with Him is truth. But then on the way back, after the body has been cremated, what happens? Sri Maharaj says, Lautatahi puni jagat kah satyaman. On the way back, then everybody says, Jagat satya hai. Ab Ram ka naam satya nahi hai. Satya nahi ra. In other words, on the way back from the Shmashan Ghat, again, you start thinking, okay, I have to do this, I have to do that, and forget about all the vairagya is gone. So we call it Shmashan Vairagya. You had a little bit of vairagya from this world, thinking about the temporary nature of your life, as long as you were going to the Shmashan Ghat, and while you were there. But once you're coming back, the whole world rushes back into your mind. And you forget about God. So Sri Maharaj Ji says, aise gyan ko dhanya hai. There's two ways of saying something is dhanya, right? Aapko dhanya hai. Aapko dhanya hai. So it's with that sense that Sri Maharaj Ji is saying, aise gyan ko dhanya. That just for a few minutes we're remembering the fact that our life is temporary and we should really be thinking about God. But then as soon as that moment has passed, then our mind is again absorbed in the minutiae of all the things that we have to take care of in our life. Which is not to say we shouldn't take care of those things, but we're forgetting the prime thing and losing ourselves in all the insignificant details of our life that keep going by again and again. Kohi janati kasyadya mrityukalo bhavishyati. Mahabharat says, who knows when they're going to die? When that future time which is fixed is coming? Hani labh jivan marana yash apayash vidhi hath.
The time of your maran, the time of your death, is fixed. It was fixed at the time of your birth. So from that moment, you're moving towards a fixed point, like a runner running a race towards the finish line. In this case, we don't know how far the finish line is, but it's a fixed point and we're getting closer to it every moment. So it could be this moment, it could be the next moment, it could be later today, it could be tomorrow. There's no guarantee based on age, because depending upon your destiny, God has given you a fixed, limited period of time to stay in this body, then you'll leave it and go on to the next one. It could be 6 days, it could be 6 years, it could be 60 years. We don't know. That's why Prahladji said in the Bhagavatam, Kaumar acharet pragyo dharman bhagavatyaniha. He says to his friends who are 6, 7 years old, at that time Prahladji himself was only 6 years old, he says, oh my friends, start devotion to God now. Don't wait until you're an adolescent. How do you know you'll even make it to those days? As there's a saying in America, make hay while the sun shines. You can only make hay when the sun's shining. If it rains, it's all spoiled. As long as the sun's shining, you cut it, let it dry in the sun, roll it up into bales, store it in the barn. If it rains, it spoils. So make hay while the sun shines. Sun's shining, quick, make lots of hay. You don't know when the clouds are coming. So we don't know when that death fixed point is coming. So let's do as much bhakti as we can until that day comes. This is the message in this doha. There's value in charanak vairagya, at least we thought of God for some time. But the real vairagya is the vairagya that stays in your mind all the time. How much real hunger do we have for God? Vairagya and hunger go hand in hand. However much your mind is, you can say, just feeling like, okay, worldly pleasures, I've had lots of those in all my past lives. Time to pursue some divine bliss. I want to try to attain God in this life. So that vairagya has to be there. However much vairagya you have, that much hunger you'll have for God, that much shraddha you'll have for God, and that much benefit you'll take from satsang, and you'll go on progressing. So singing, reading about, understanding the knowledge through the dohas of the Bhakti Shatak helps us to develop our understanding and improve our vairagya and increase our devotion to God. This is why we're doing this. And we'll continue further ahead tomorrow, where Sri Maharaji goes into even more detail describing about the various forms of God and how we can understand how they're all interrelated. Boliye Vrindavan Bihari Lal Ki Jai.